You know, I was driving here and thinking about some conversations I've had mm-hmm. and also some of the things that I've read through social media mm-hmm. on the internet, in different places where people talk online. And I've been reading things that betrayed partners say to one another. Mm. And what I noticed is there's a ton of shame, shame that we... internal shame, yeah. like I'm not good enough, I'm not safe, I can't trust anyone, I can't trust him, I'm stupid, how did I not see this? That's all internal shame. Mm-hmm. But there's also external shame that gets put on us by other people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
External shame sounds like, why are you still with him? Uh-huh. What's wrong with you?
Wow, yeah.
Or even if something's going well, betrayed partners can get triggered and they can say things like, well, at least you got your Prince Charming, I didn't. Or at least there wasn't a sexual affair, he just had an emotional affair. And I was trying to figure out, what is this? I know, understand the shame that is internal, but where does that external shame come from? Why do we say those mm-hmm. things to each other? And you know what I think it is? Grief.
Mm.
It's grief.
Yeah, that's really good, Sherry.
It's grief. It's that unprocessed pain that gets displaced on somebody else.
Yeah.
And when we're in grief, when we're not aware that I'm saying something in a comparison sort of way, that why I'm doing that is grieving... when I'm in that place, I can't have empathy for you. Mm. I can't celebrate you. I can't celebrate the wins because I'm in my own pain.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of noodling around as I was driving around this week, really trying to make sense of that in order to just bring it to the light so that we can be kinder, more understanding, more curious, more supportive with people as they're making their own decisions about what to do with sexual betrayal and their relationship.
I think that that's so critically important because, Sherry, what I've experienced is in that process as well, whether the shame that we adopt for ourselves or the shame we put on other people, is that there's this discomfort in saying, I don't know. It's a control factor.
Hmm.
And that makes a lot of sense that I'm grieving inside and I don't know what to do with that. So I want to control it. And shame becomes this mechanizing device to control rather than to simply, I think what you're encouraging us to do is to connect with those who are hurting.
Yeah. And feel your pain.
Yes.
As much as we don't want to, we can't heal what we don't feel.
Mm,
and instead
good.
Of putting it on others, right? Really stop and think, what am I sad? What have I lost?
Yes.
What do I wish would have happened?
Absolutely.